For 78.
Right, now if you could say that again, please.
The future of A on E on E in high level supply of the same culture. The Ministry of Supply may have already changed its name, I can't remember.
Yes.
But it was decided that the radio or the radar side of it was no longer relevant to operational research. In point of fact, we had never been following the rules. Our little group had been making technical innovation rather than the operational research.
Yes, I see what you mean, right.
But we've been tolerated because we've produced useful results all along the line. Towards the end, however, when we've gone into radio astronomy, this was not directly relevant. Other people were now beginning to take it up, and it couldn't be justified from the point of view of public expenditure.
Right, right.
So the future of the individual was at stake. Hay wants to stay in government work. He became the head of AORG.
Right.
We've had, by the way, after Shonlin, whom you mentioned in your book, another important personality, Talant, who became the head of operational research in Canada.
I see.
And at the time when it closed, we had a much lesser personality, a man called Sargent, who didn't really understand what we were doing at all.
Mm-hmm. And this is what year now when it closed?
I beg your pardon?
This is what year when it closed?
It would be, I think, the year I finished in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the radar side, and indeed the radio, there was a radio or a signal part to be established as well, and I think that closed at the same time.
Right.
And so we left.
I see.
Offered a job in the civil services, it was called. But as a matter of interest to you, I did not follow it up for two or three reasons. One, because I felt I would never be really successful in the peacetime civil service, civil service. We had cut too many corners. We achieved success by being different from Orthodox.
Right.
Moreover, I was not mathematically inclined to the extent of being able to do all the necessary electrical work, but to succeed in this this particular field of endeavor, one needed to be a good mathematical physicist.
Right, right.
Whereas I would tend to be the technologist behind the scenes.
Right, you felt more of a radio engineer than a radio physicist. Yeah.
And finally, there wasn't enough money in it. There was more money potentially in industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not the case today.
Well, there's not very much money in radio astronomy these days either.
No, probably not.
But so what did you do then?
Well, I went into industry. And to begin with, I made television cathode ray tubes.
I see.
And converted them to mass production.
Mm-hmm. So you got into the early years of television. Hay makes the point that because of increasing international tensions, I guess he's referring to the Berlin blockade and so forth, that this was the reason that the military finally clamped down on this radio astronomy effort. Do you agree with that?
I'm not sure that that's right. I think they were looking for results in other directions. Yes. I think it was general reorganization that we'd been allowed to drift along doing useful scientific work but not directly related to the defense effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's essentially what it was about.
Yeah.
And also, let's face it, many of the major personalities had gone off to other fields.
Sure.
They will be coming heads of the common energy establishment in this country.
Right, right. Well, one last question that comes to mind is did you have contact with other radio groups at that time, for instance, Ryle's group or correspondence with Radio Physics in Sydney?
Yes, indeed we did, quite a bit. Of course, Ryle had hardly started.
Right.
And I felt that they were all starting as a result of the stimulus given from our group.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be a little... Well,
yeah.
I have to look at the dates. It was all sort of simultaneous, but... and many discoveries were being made. You hit upon three of the biggies in very different fields,
yes.
Whereas the others were concentrating just more on the sun in the first year or so.
That's
just about it, unless you had any other comments that you wanted to make.
No, I don't think so.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Yes. Yeah.
And if this was perhaps my naivety at that time, I thought that the petty jealousies in the scientific world were deplorable.
Yeah.
I saw the most dreadful plagiarism and all this effort to rush into print as
soon
as possible. We got to the stage where if we discovered anything, now, can we write a letter for Nature?
Exactly.
And the way I saw other notable people trying to steal the ideas, I thought was absolutely deplorable.
Mm-hmm.
I now realize this is just human nature, and it's just as bad in other fields.
Just as bad in the television industry as it is in science.
Yeah, and it's still as bad in the scientific world.
You just had you somehow expected more of science, perhaps.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's been a long business for you. I hope it will be.
Well, thank you very much.
That ends the interview with S.J. Parsons. Over the phone from Cambridge to his home in Worcestershire on 19 September 1978.